Do you feel like it's possible to find joy and positive change within veterinary medicine? Are you looking for a community that's striving for fulfillment rather than perfection? Hey there, I'm Dr. Stacy Cordovano. I want veterinarians to learn to be happier, healthier, wealthier, and more grateful for the lives that we've created. On this podcast, I will speak with outside-of-the-box thinkers to hear new ideas on ways to improve our day-to-day lives. Welcome to The Whole Veterinarian. I'm so excited to introduce my next guest. She is a lovely human, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten to know her over the past year. Dr. Lindy O'Neill is a graduate of the Louisiana State University School of Veterinary Medicine and has been a practicing vet for 11 years, starting her career in Las Vegas as an associate and finding her home in Arkansas as an owner and partner in two animal hospitals. She volunteers with the AVMA in the House of Delegates and enjoys having a voice for the profession. She has three kids, two dogs, one cat, and a rock star husband who makes all of her dreams come true. New projects are her jam, and you can also find her baking for her sugar cookie side hustle or tending to her honeybees in her off time. I hope you enjoy this inspirational chat that I got to have with Lindy. She is such a pleasure.
Platinum Performance is proud to support The Whole Veterinarian. For nearly 30 years, we've stood beside veterinarians with advanced nutrition for the health of your patients and practice. At Platinum Performance, we know the power of nutrition starts within.
Hi, Lindy. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good.
I'm so glad we finally got this organized.
It took a very long time and we finally caught each other.
Well, you are a busy lady, so thank you for making time to be here.
I'm happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So we met first at the Veterinary Leadership Conference back in January, and I remember seeing you in a pink dress and pink heels in the middle of like all these AVMA people and being like, that's my kind of girl. I need to go talk to her, which I loved that you were, you know, doing your own thing. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to dig into how you got more involved in that AVMA work.
Okay. Yeah, I am unapologetically bringing the Barbie vibes to AVMA before Barbie was even cool, for sure. Okay, so I am a small animal practitioner in Arkansas. I am a partner in two animal hospitals in Rogers, Arkansas. I've got three young children, ages 10, 8, and 5. I've got a husband of 16 years next month. Congrats. I've got two dogs. Cavalier King Charles is my breed, and I've got two of those. And I've got one cat named William, who's an avid hunter. And I'm trying to be a beekeeper. It's not going so well, but I do have honeybees right now.
And you also like pull relief shifts at an ER overnight, right?
I do. Yeah, I love ER. Have always done ER in some capacity, even when I was in school. When I was in Las Vegas working, when I got back to Arkansas, I did ER. And now I actually do these ER shifts in Tulsa at a specialty center there, mainly because I enjoy ER, but it's good money. It's good side money. It's good experience for if I ever want to own an ER. And it's good sophisticated medicine that I can bring back to Arkansas and practice in my daily practice.
Awesome. So you're like totally calm. Your life is very relaxed.
Oh, yeah. Can't you tell?
You don't like to be busy or chaos. Anything like that. No, okay. Well, it's inspirational, everything you get done. So on top of that, you are also involved in the AVMA. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I am in organized vet medicine. So within Arkansas, I am the delegate to the American Veterinary Medical Association House of Delegates. And the House of Delegates is a body of members. Each state has two members, and each allied organization that's in the House of Delegates has two members. And so you have to have certain criteria to be in the House of Delegates. And I forget exactly what that is, but so AHA. Take, for example, they have X amount of members, and so they applied to be a part of the House of Delegates. So they have two delegates to the HOD as well. That's what I'm going to call it, HOD.
Okay.
So every state has two. The credentialed allied organizations have two. And so there's 200-something members within the HOD. And what this body does is deliberates, debates, and votes on policy that AVMA creates. So there's different councils and committees that will create policy surrounding maybe it's practice or welfare or you name it, and policy is being created, and then we all vote on it. And where this is important is because lawmakers will look at AVMA policy and say, well, this is how they recommend to do it, say declawing. AVMA strongly discourages or opposes declawing. So lawmakers can use that in their fight in state legislation to ban, make illegal various things or support.
Got it. So these policies aren't laws, but they are influencing bodies Correct. That can make laws. Okay.
Correct. And not even just in the United States, but other associations throughout the world to look at our policies.
Okay. So when we first met and we're chatting, I admit I did not know much about organized vet med. Like I didn't even realize AAP had voting members in that House of Delegates until I got to this conference and saw them.
Yeah.
So I remember asking you, why did you decide to get involved in this? So I'm curious if you can share your answer.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, I mean, the grassroots reason why I got involved is because I was asked.
Okay.
Someone asked me, could I do it? And there was a man that was the Arkansas delegate for somewhere around 18 years. And so clearly Arkansas is not following our term limits correctly. They're supposed to be about 4 years or so. And he brought me along in 2016 and he asked, what did I think about it? And I mean, I just was enamored with it. I thought it was really interesting. I loved the influence that people had to have a voice in vet med. And I knew I wanted to be a part. And so I said, yes. And then the deeper I get into it, the more I see that you can have an influence in your state, in your nation, in the world, especially if you get to the point of, you know, the AVMA president, perhaps. And I thought that that's something I'd like to shoot for and a goal I'd like to try for.
Yeah. I remember when you said that, I was a little bit like, wow. Like, I don't know that I've ever heard someone just be like, oh yeah, partially it's because I want to become the AVMA president one day. And I was like, dang, girl, like that's amazing. Because yes, it's a big voice for a lot of people. So I think that's a great goal. So what are some benefits that you're seeing or that you feel like you get from being involved in organized vet med?
Number one is the voice, 100%. You cannot have a voice for your profession and influence your profession if you are not involved. This past legislative session, Arkansas had some heat brought on us with some different bills that really weren't positive for Arkansas veterinarians. And so because I had these connections in AVMA, I was able to connect AVMA to my lobbyist. I was able to go down and testify against these bills. And I feel like I had the support to put the words in my mouth, things I wanted to say. They helped me formulate those words. And so I got to go down and be a voice for Arkansas veterinarians and speak against these bills. Some were successful, some were not. So that's a major benefit. I love that all the people I get to meet, like you. I mean, I think we were social media friends first, and then we met in real life. And now we're getting to do this and spread the word. And so I think just bringing awareness to different things. I love the relationships you meet. I mean, VetMed is such a small community.
Yeah.
And we're all in it for the same reason.
Yeah.
And I love that. And so I just think, you know, building the network of community around you just unites us all and makes us even stronger as a profession. That sounds so cheesy to say that, but it's so true.
It is true. I mean, you know, I was insulated from like the larger community for a long time. I feel like I was a solo practitioner. I was just trying to get my business up and going. And then I had kids. And, you know, I really do think widening my circle of network and community has been really beneficial in my career in the last few years. So yeah, it maybe does sound cheesy, but I think it's true.
It's so true.
Yeah. I want to go back to something you said. You said you were enamored immediately. What drew you? Like for someone listening out there who doesn't really know what it's like, describe kind of what made you fall in love.
I watched this group of people take these policies and bring in so many different perspectives. I mean, I'm just a small girl from Arkansas. I do small animal. I've always done small animal. So I don't have this huge perspective. And so sitting in a room with 50 people, some are industry, some are USDA, some are large animals, some are small animals, some are exotics. And we're all talking about one specific policy and we all bring a different perspective to it. It makes you feel so small, but not in a bad way. And so I was enamored with the idea that I could expand my knowledge so much more, so much faster than just reading about it, reading articles, but being a part of the conversation, being at the table. And I thought that was really cool. And I wanted to be a part of that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I sat in on I'm not going to say the right
reference
word.
Reference committee.
Reference committee. Thank you. There's lots of names and acronyms.
There are.
And you were talking about a very, in my mind, like minutia change. And then someone was like, well, what about this perspective of wild animals versus captive animal? Like they were talking about deer or something. And I just remember being like, oh, yes, I would never have thought of that. So like this wide variety of voices is eye-opening.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And you talk about the minutiae of these policies, and we can get into the weeds a little bit with it. But when you're creating a policy, and perhaps someone who initially wrote it said, a veterinarian should do this, that's very different than saying a veterinarian shall do this. And so we look at each and every word meticulously so that we're not saying a veterinarian shall do something when they just should do something. Because that has a very different implication, especially when it comes into the hands of lawmakers.
Yeah. It's kind of wild to think about all the differences. Mm-hmm. I'm a C on the DISC profile, so getting in the weeds does go up my alley. But
yeah.
So what does the future look like for you? What are your plans coming up? What are the next steps? How long will you be a delegate? Things like that.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, so I think my term will actually be up next fall. I was just elected to the House Advisory Committee, so that is a 3-year appointment. And so I either will have to ask my state to extend my term by 2 additional years, or I'll just have to rerun, have an election, and hope that I get it so I can fulfill the last 2 years of my House Advisory Committee appointment, which is my goal, and I want to do that. For the longest time, my goal was always also to be a part of the Board of Directors, which is a 6-year appointment. And so that's more of a district representation. So my district is Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas. Mm-hmm. And so I was hoping to represent my district. And then my hope was after that to be president, you know, run for, hopefully get elected to, and serve AVMA as president. This past legislative session, though, has really lit a fire into me that Arkansas needs a veterinarian in Congress. And so I don't know if I'm going to consider running. I'm really putting it out there and I'm speaking it out there. And this is being very loudly spoken because this is not just my little small circle of friends, but I'm putting it out there that I may consider doing that.
Wow.
Which would effectively end my AVMA career, you know, because I can't do both.
Sure.
So I don't know.
It would be a much wider audience as well.
It would be.
What would that entail?
Oh man, so much time. I would have to, number one, pick my party. I don't know what party I would run under. That's the hard part.
Yeah, that does seem important.
I fit in anywhere. It does, yeah. And I don't feel like I fit in any of the two big parties perfectly. So I'd have to pick, I know, run, campaign, raise money, get elected. And once elected, I think there's a lot of time, especially in the odd years, that legislative session is January through March, April, May, you know, whenever they finish. Even years will be a little bit less time every month. And then a big heavy month in February, there's just a lot of time. So convincing my business partner that that time off is worth it. Convincing my family that that time away from them is worth it. Convincing myself that I'm smart enough and wise enough to do this. I don't know. Yeah.
You do have a very supportive family though, right? I remember in talking.
Oh, big time. Yeah. My husband is my biggest cheerleader. He's my rock star. He carries the load when I'm gone and brings the load with me sometimes too.
Awesome. I think someone could look at you and be like, she's got it all going on. She's beautiful and kind and owns 2 practices. What does your life really kind of look like on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, I mean, I'm a chaotic mom. That's what my life looks like. I wake up in the morning and I sometimes get my workout in. Sometimes I sleep through it. I rush to get 3 children off to 2 different schools. We are packing lunches late. I'm yelling at my husband that I hate our mornings together because they're so chaotic and so busy. But at the end of the night, we're snuggling in bed and reading stories together and to the kids. And, you know, we're the normal chaotic life.
Yeah. I asked you that because I figured that's the case, but sometimes.
Yeah. No, I don't have it all together. Definitely not.
You are actually very real on Instagram, which I appreciate. But, you know, that Instagram life, sometimes people kind of hear, you know, she does all these things and is perfect. And, you know, no. I like to keep it real on here.
100% not. No. Our house is a mess all the time, which drives me bonkers. I'm a neat freak. I want tidiness. I don't want clean. But there are 3 children and 1 pseudo child that lives in my home. You would kill me if you heard me saying that. And, you know, and we've got 2 dogs and we're busy all the time. So we're never home. So, we're a mess.
Any hacks for helping the chaos for other moms or busy people listening?
Live close to your family. Live close to your family. We are close to his mom and dad. My parents just moved up here close to us. And so we've got a huge support system. And I could not do what I do without all of them. There's no way. I wouldn't be able to get it done.
Yeah.
My mother sometimes will even do my laundry, like my little laundry fairy. And it's so nice. It's not often, but she'll do it. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah.
And really, I think the fact that Josh is willing to do a lot of the wifely duties, you know, and I hate to say it like that because we don't really fall into those gender roles of,
yeah,
you know, you have to do this, but we do. We've done that.
It's sort of.
But he's not scared to cook and start laundry. So I'm thankful for that.
That's great. Anything else you want to leave people with about Organized Vet Med or your experiences thus far?
I would just say get involved. Find a place, get involved. When your delegate asks for your feedback on a topic, give it to them. Because sometimes they want your opinions and they don't just want to formulate their own. If we're standing up there trying to represent our state the best we can, me representing my state is not just my own opinions. I need to hear what South Arkansas says. I need to hear what North Arkansas, Central Arkansas, East Arkansas. I need to know what everybody says so I can bring all that together to the table. So your delegate, whether it's AABP or Texas, they will reach out to you and say, I want your opinion. Give it to them.
What if you don't get asked that? Is there a central location on how to get in touch with your delegate or find out who your delegate is?
If you are an AVMA member, you should be getting asked that question. And if not, you may have opted out on some emails. And so that is a personal preference setting on the AVMA dashboard that you need to check.
Okay. Yeah, that's great advice.
If you're not getting those at least twice a year, then let me know and I can help you navigate through that.
Great. Okay. Where is a good place for people to get in touch with you?
I would say on Instagram. They call me Dr. Lindy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't check my Dr. Facebook very much, but I check my Instagram pretty regularly.
I'll make sure to link that in the show notes too. Alrighty. I ask everybody, what is one small thing that has brought you joy this past week?
Well, last night we were all making dinner together as a family and my little girls wanted to make brownies and they did the whole thing themselves. My 10-year-old, my 8-year-old, and you know, maybe that's not that big a deal. Maybe lots of kids do that, but they have the idea. They found the brownie mix. They did it all themselves and I didn't help at all. I licked the batter and that's what I did. And that was so awesome for me.
That does seem like a new parenting level unlocked.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, okay, well, I'm going to get some more brownie batter. We're just going to keep this stocked in the pantry.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your potential future plans. We'll be sure to keep checking in on that because I think that's really exciting and you could be an amazing force for us in government.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for having me.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Whole Veterinarian podcast. I so appreciate the time that you spend with me. To connect, please find me on Instagram at The Whole Veterinarian. Or check out the website at thewholeveterinarian.com and you can sign up for our monthly newsletter as well. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you soon.